This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Loogie here in the late night, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Knicks lost by, 30 points tonight in Detroit against the Pistons, fourth straight loss. And Josh Hart, his presence or lack of presence on the court right now, being out, has really affected this team. The Knicks look tired, specifically Jalen Brunson, and they really miss Josh Hart. His energy, his ability to push the ball, you know, down the court, the second chances, diving into the stands for loose balls. Josh Hart truly is, and pun intended, the heart and soul of this team. He's an emotional leader, and he is sorely missed right now. And the Knicks, when you look at the game against Atlanta on Friday night, where they no-showed, and then the Sixers on Saturday night, and Philly's a tough matchup. Like, that's a team you don't want to see in the playoffs. Their guards are a problem. If Embiid is healthy, he is a problem. We know that. And I think that Philly would present a lot of issues for the Knicks. And then tonight, Detroit, who has been record-wise the best team in the East, in my opinion, this was the game that they circled from the preseason. Their fans circled from the preseason, and you knew they were going to get up for it. They wanted to get their lick back. They wanted to get, not total revenge, obviously, because it's just a regular season game, but they wanted to get some redemption for the Knicks knocking them out in the first round last year. So you know they were going to get up for it, and you would hope that the Knicks were going to be able to do the same and match that energy, especially coming off of three straight losses, but that was, in fact, not the case. And low-key, the Knicks have been really bad since winning the NBA Cup. Now, I think it's coincidence. I don't think there's a direct correlation. I don't think there's any correlation. They played one extra game. And the league, it's more of a league issue because that game, the final should count for something, even if it doesn't count in the standings. Something outside of a cup and a banner that, thankfully, the Knicks are not hanging. You should get, if not a win, that counts in the standings, the team that wins the NBA Cup should either get something in a tiebreaker fashion or an extra playoff game in the first round, something. But they don't, and that's more of a league problem. So I have an issue more with Adam Silver and the NBA than I do the Knicks putting all their quote-unquote energy to win the Cup. So I think it's more just a bump in the road. They're in a funk. And it just coincides with the fact that they won the NBA Cup. It has more to do with Josh Hart being out. It has more to do with the defense not being there. And something is just up with Brunson. Something seems to be up with Anunoby. I don't know if they need a rest. I don't know if they need a couple of days off. I don't know what's going on there. But they are, they look drained. They look physically exhausted. The defense is not there. Carl Anthony Towns, there's no other way to put it, was pathetic tonight. Pathetic. He, if you watch the game, which obviously I did, I was locked in on it, I couldn't believe my eyes. And if you're just, you know, didn't catch the game tonight or you don't have Peacock and you flipped to the box score, you would think it was made up. It looks like a box score that was made up, but in fact was reality. And Carl Anthony Towns, often against these type of teams, Detroit, who are a lunch pail, blue collar, rugged, rough and tough type of basketball team, even though they got some guys out and they're hurt, they still bring it physically. Cat can be invisible in these spots. And that's got to change. Has to. Because, and I've been a Cat defender. I know a lot of people don't like his game, specifically when it comes to toughness, rebounding, defense. You can't say that he's not great offensively. He's the best shooting big man in the sport, maybe of all time. And there are certain nights where he just looks unstoppable, but he is not consistent, especially when it comes to back to the basket, enforcing his will, rebounding. Like, there was a play the other night. I forgot if it was against Atlanta or Philly. Yeah, it was against Philly. And Paul George, now the game was sort of out of hand, but Paul George just completely out-physicaled Carl Anthony Towns for a rebound. It's like, dude, come on. Got to be better than that. Because I thought Carl Anthony Towns was the best Knick player in the series against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yet, when they lost and they got eliminated, who got all the flack? Carl Anthony Towns. Now, part of that is because Jalen Brunson is in that category of untouchable. We'll see how long that lasts, but he's in the untouchable category. There's a target on Cat's back. And if he doesn't perform in a big-time way and get and be a big part of the reason why the Knicks get to the finals, the mob is coming for him. That's just the reality of it. Especially if he has some of these performances where he gets out-rebounded and he doesn't really dictate the game with his size and he shows you that toughness and defense. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be ugly. Now, I know you're hearing me right now and you're like, oh, where's positive Tommy? I think I'm being realistic Tommy right now. If you want the positive Tommy, Cap, this is what I would say. The season is not over. Far from it. I still think the Knicks are going to the finals. I still think it's Knicks in 26. I still think they're winning a championship. But right now, they've hit a speed bump. They are at a fork in the road. They are struggling both with energy and defense. Part of that is Josh Hart not being there. And part of that is something that I can't explain, and I refuse to put any kind of blame on it being the NBA Cup. I think it's just coincidental. And there are nights where the Knicks look like the best team in the NBA. But then there are other nights where they get pushed around. And they can't cut it. And defensively, you know, Brunson has made some strides this year. And the one thing, and I've said it from jump, said it last year, said it this year. The one thing, and I think Mike Brown has done a good job. I think the younger players on the team have developed under his watch, especially Tyler Kolek. I think that his want to play the bench has been great. I think Mike Brown has done a good job. The one thing you worry about is defense, and specifically, how do you get around your two star players not being great defensively? And that's putting it mildly. How do you get around that? That's his job to figure out, not mine. But that's obviously the biggest Achilles heel with the Knicks. Defensively, and then if you put Kolek on the floor, because another thing with the Knicks, and we're being real here, is sometimes, a lot of people say it's hero ball. I don't think it's hero ball, but there are times where the ball goes to Jalen Brunson and the offense is stagnant. And everybody's looking around and it just slows the offense down. And I think one of the ways you get around that is by playing Brunson off the ball. Now, you could bring in Alvarado in a trade and he could, you know, run the point, or Kolek could be out there with Brunson. But the issue with Kolek being on the floor is that's another guy that you could push around defensively. So you weaken yourself defensively. These are all things that Mike Brown has to figure out. You have plenty of time to figure that out. But right now, these are bad, embarrassing, no-show performances. And in a night where this is a playoff game, essentially, tonight, a playoff-type atmosphere against a young, up-and-coming team that's the number one seed right now in the East, that you know circled the game, that wanted to take it to the Knicks, you would have liked to think that the Knicks would have matched them intensity-wise, energy-wise, effort-wise, even without Josh Hart, and they didn't. And they got absolutely blitzed and creamed for the third straight game. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just one second here. I'm going to give you two resumes. Coach number one. This coach has won a Super Bowl. He has a 608 winning percentage in the regular season. He has 11 playoff wins. He has 12 playoff appearances. He has 11 double-digit win seasons. And he had three straight seasons of 12 wins or more. I can't tell you the team. It'll give it away. So won a Super Bowl, over 600 winning percentage in the regular season, 11 wins in the playoffs, 12 times got to the playoffs, 11 double-digit win seasons. That's coach number one. Coach number two, 446 winning percentage. So that's below 500 in the regular season. One playoff win. So 11 for coach one, coach number two, one playoff win. He's won two Coach of the Year awards. Big deal. Brian Daboll won one. So what does that mean? And this coach, coach number two, has eight wins combined in the last 2 years. Two winning seasons in 6 years in his previous spot or stop. Coach number one, Mike McCarthy. Coach number two is Kevin Stefanski. Yet, Mike McCarthy is yesterday's news. Everybody scoffs at it. He's not any good. Bad clock management. Only won because of Rodgers. Only won because of Dak Prescott. So, even though he'll get a look, nobody considers him. Like, I'm even hearing things either through the back channels or online. I sometimes conflate which ones are which, but I've heard this, that Mike McCarthy's not even really being strongly considered. They'll interview him, but not really going to be the guy. But Stefanski, keep an eye out for him. Oh, I've kept an eye out. The guy is under 500 in the regular season. He's won up one playoff game. He has eight wins in the last 2 years combined. He's won Coach of the Year twice. Great. That in 2000 will get you a newspaper. What the hell do I care about you winning Coach of the Year? He won Coach of the Year, but he's got one playoff win. So what does that matter? Well, the quarterback play's been bad. Yeah, they shipped their quarterback out of town. So that was a mistake. And Stefanski has done nothing to overcome that. But yet he is the guy that you got to keep an eye on Stefanski. Nah, McCarthy. Why would you want Mike McCarthy? Why would I want a guy that's won a Super Bowl, wins regular season games routinely, has made the playoffs 12 times? Why would I want that guy? Everybody would run to Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh if they became available, myself included. Do yourself a favor. I don't want to hear about quarterback play because certainly Harbaugh's had really good quarterback play, great quarterback play. And Tomlin had good quarterback play, not great over the last couple of years, certainly not good at all, but look at their resumes. McCarthy, Tomlin, and Harbaugh. Compare them. McCarthy is right there with those two guys, yet everybody would be like, Harbaugh, definitely, John Harbaugh, if he left Baltimore, which I don't think is happening. But if he did. And Tomlin, who everybody loves, rightfully so. Their resumes are very similar to McCarthy's. But yet Mike McCarthy, constantly disrespected. I think a lot of that, too, has to do with, and this is from a Giant fan's perspective, and be honest with yourselves when you think about this, well, he coached the Cowboys. Who cares? I don't care. If Nick Sirianni became available tomorrow, I'd be interested. I want the Giants to get back to, and they were in many ways never really like this, even in the Eli Coughlin years, but I want them to be a team that wins double-digit games every single year and makes the playoffs. And Mike McCarthy is the guy to get you there. Kevin Stefanski still hasn't proven that. He had two winning seasons in 6 years in Cleveland. So he's not a proven consistent winner. McCarthy is. And if we get to the point in 5 years where Mike McCarthy can't get the Giants over the hump, then you move on. Then Mike McCarthy is the Tibbs of the Giants. Built the program up, couldn't get you over the hump, you get rid of him, but at least you've gotten yourself to a situation where you've built the culture, you've built success, and we can enjoy football seasons, which we have not done in years. Let's go to Robbie and Lennox. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Tommy. Congratulations on the slot. Welcome to the Overnight Family. For 38 years, I've been calling the fans. So
thank you.
Wish you much success. Anyway, listen, before I talk about the Giants, I've been a Giant fan since 1972, since by the poles at Yankee Stadium. Right?
Well, hold on a second here, Robbie.
Hold on a second here.
Okay. Now, I know where you're going with this.
Don't pick on Rosie too much.
No, you have to. No, you have to. Because you know why you have to pick on Rosie,
Robbie? I've been on Rosie a long time.
No, and so have I, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Rosie plays the...
He's a nice Jewish boy. Come on. Go ahead.
He is.
Right.
But he also plays the puppy dog role, and he plays woe is me. And I love the guy. Some of it is incompetence and laziness, but he'll play the puppy dog roll up like, I got dealt 10-2, and this, that, and the other, and I'm very busy, and this, that, and the other. But that doesn't excuse sometimes ineptitude. And even my mom says that. She's like, don't be mean to Paul. Don't be mean to Paul. Everybody's mean to me. Why can't I be mean to somebody?
And it's I'll never forget.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart at the station.
Right.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'll get to you in 1 second here, Robbie. But that, by the way, the voice you just heard was Anthony Gallo, does digital here and hosts. How much did you have to pay him?
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart.
The only thing that you have in common with Josh Hart is you both love Mike and Ikes. You're both candy people. That's it. You have nothing in common with Josh Hart. The guy is a physical specimen. You and I should talk right now. I put on the LBs, like I said. But you're exhausted when you stand up.
You know what Josh Hart is? He's a glue guy. Just like me.
Okay. Robbie, sorry for that detour. What's going on?
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I was going to say, so it's Paul Rosenberg. So here's the deal, right? Before I talk about the Giants, right, let's talk about my hockey team for 2 seconds, because Paulie and I are both diehard Ranger fans.
Well, right? I know Igor got hurt. I know he got kind of carried off the ice.
Yeah,
is there been any type of report?
I don't know. It looks like a groin. Well, I just said to Paul, it looks like a groin, but I'm going to go back and listen to Valley and John Giannone after I get off with you. I'll tell you honestly, this team stinks. I can't stand watching this team. Okay, so they beat up a bad Florida team the other night.
Yep.
Okay, they come home, and I said to my friend tonight, as a diehard Islander fan, once in Florida, they lost one for the Panthers. I said, Gerard, I said, let me tell you something. They're going to lose tonight, so bet the Mammoth. They blow a 2-1 lead, and I'll have to tell you something. If they don't get rid of Artemi Panarin, I'm going to go insane. For all his good offensively, he is one of the worst defensive hockey players. He doesn't give a frog's fat rear end about playing, and tonight in overtime, right,
he just gives
you a lazy turnover, and the next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. And can they win a game for Quickie, who, by the way, hasn't won a game in exactly a month, all right? So I don't know what you want to do, but now there's rumors about Jason Robertson coming. You think Dallas is going to trade Jason Robertson?
Robbie, I love you. We'll talk hockey. Nobody knows who you're talking about. So we're not going to throw names out there. And we'll get to the Giants. But here's the thing, Robbie.
Okay. Yeah,
you laid it out, and I feel the same way. The Rangers are gutless. They can't win it. Yeah. Can't say the BS word, but you're right that Sean is definitely a lot of hot air, and the Rangers stink at home.
Believe me, I did radio a long time,
and they're gutless, and they just they're not going to the playoffs. And you laid it out perfectly, and I would be frustrated too. What do you have about the Giants?
All right, aside the Giants, right? Here's the problem: though, I didn't want Joe Shane back. Right? They spent $175 million on free agents last year. Let me give you the names. Right? Yeah. Russell Wilson. All right, Slayton, who stinks. Stonehand Slayton. All right, Hudson. Galston, Paulson, Debo and Hollins. That's $175 million of sneaky, lousy free agents. That's why I don't want Joe Shane back. Did he draft a couple of good guys? Yeah, he did. But look at his free agency. You think I trust him next year to go out and get free agents like linebackers? How about go get the guy from Kansas City? Get a linebacker. You know the last time they had a ball for a linebacker, Tommy? How about 2000 with Antonio Pierce? It's a long time already. Go get some defense. All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
No, you got it there, Robbie. We really ran the gamut there. We got hockey, we got a curse, and we got Giants talk. I bring that out of people, the cursing. I've always said that. Like, people just feel like they could. We are after hours, but we're still on the radio station here. And, you know, I don't even know if I should really. It amazes me, though, that, like, I could turn on cable TV and they curse, and then on the radio we can't. I don't know what the deal is with that. I know there's still rules and guidelines, so I don't want to get into it. But, yeah, you can't say that kind of stuff. And what I mean by that is hockey. No, the Rangers are just. We'll get. The problem with hockey, too, is Igor suffered a lower body injury. Now, if it is a groin, I can't think of anything worse than a groin injury as a man. I mean, that's not an injury I would want to receive. I'd rather get my arm ripped off than a groin injury. Well, that hurts your Saturday night, first of all. Second of all, I mean, that's a big part of your body. I mean, like your lower body, which would be the groin area. That's there's a lot of functions there, a lot of them. And to me, that's the worst injury you could get. But, yeah, they stink at home. They've had a million moral victories, and I'm not surprised. And I came in on the train, and I was such a good person because there's a lot of people that are not like this. I'm traveling in on the Iron Horse today, the Silver Bullet, the Long Island Railroad, from Kew Gardens, and I get to the platform, and it's nothing but Ranger fans. Nothing. And this is what I don't understand. Like, tonight was chilly. Supposed to warm up. The hockey fan is sitting there, and they're, like, on the platform, and everybody is, like, cold and shivering. And I'm thinking to myself, you're a hockey fan. You're about to go into an arena with ice that's freezing. Toughen up! That's part of being a hockey fan. The arena's cold, there's ice, yet when you're outside at the platform at Kew Gardens, you're acting like we're in Antarctica, like we're in the Yukon. Meanwhile, I'm on the train, and there's some person's going, let's go, Rangers! And I almost yelled at this person. Now, the person was 8 years old, and I figured, you know what? I'll get filmed. It'll be all over the internet. That makes me look like a bad guy. So I didn't say anything. But I wanted to say was, boy, you're still showing up for this team at home? Because they can't win. And they can't even score. Well, they scored a couple goals tonight. But overall, they don't do well at MSG, especially when it comes to putting pucks between the nets. And now, as far as what you said, Robbie, about the Giants, all fair when it comes to free agency this past offseason. You're right. And I was literally on the air when the Giants signed Russell Wilson. I don't get it. I didn't get it at the time. I still don't understand it. I know why Russ wanted to come here. He wanted to be on stage with Ryan Seacrest during New Year's Eve with the ball drop. He wanted to be ringside at SummerSlam with the
WWE.
He's
done for us.
He wanted to go to Knick games. I mean, if you do, buy a ticket. He wanted to go to, I don't know if he even went to a Ranger game, but he definitely wanted to go to Knick games. He wants to be rich and famous in New York City. Who doesn't? So I get it from Russ's perspective. What I don't get is the Giants signing Russell Wilson, because you just brought in Jameis Winston. Remember the timeline. Winston was signed on a Friday. They brought Russell Wilson in the following, like, Monday or Tuesday. And obviously, you had my guy, Thomas Calogero DeVito. And yes, I do want Tommy still here. I don't want to wait till the San Gennaro feast to see him. So I wish he was still on the roster. He still should be here. He should be on the next season of Love Island with Jackson Dart. I digress. But you already had Jameis Winston. And you could have put Jameis Winston out there to start the season or had him be the backup all year long. I don't get the Russell Wilson signing. That's a bad one for Joe Shane. As a Joe Shane supporter, I will admit that was a bad one. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie, little after hours here on The Fan. We'll get to your phone calls in just one second. Giants, we'll open it up a little bit with the Jets, Knicks, whatever's on your mind. But first, oh, another thing I want to tease here coming up in the next half hour. Evan Roberts said something today that I got wind of on The Fan that I have to respond to. And I got to be honest, I don't know if Tiki or Sean pushed back on him when he said this, because I didn't hear the whole clip in its context and the responses, but I did hear the audio part of Evan. We're going to play that for you. I'm going to respond to Evan on that. That's coming up in the next half hour. But first, The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. The NFL playoffs are here, and let's take a look at the wild card round for the NFC. The first game on Saturday features a rematch between the Rams and the Panthers in Carolina. The Panthers beat L.A. this year at home already. And in the so we'll see what happens. L.A. obviously the favorite or one of the favorites. I think Seattle technically is the favorite right now as far as betting to get to and win the Super Bowl. But the Rams are right there, led by Devontae Adams and, of course, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford, who is, if not the MVP, then Drake May would be. And then in the Saturday night game, the Packers are in Chicago. Now, this is a rubber match, which I normally don't like in the playoffs because it's like we've seen these games multiple times. But Packers-Bears have played phenomenal games. The last one they just had in Chicago was a classic. And Chicago obviously had a thrilling overtime win in that game. And then, of course, on Sunday, you get the final NFC matchup of the weekend. Eagles hosting the 49ers, a game that I know a lot of Giant fans will be locked in on because we always want to see the Eagles lose. It's a rematch from the NFC Championship game, I should say, in 2023. Remember, that was the game where Purdy got hurt and there was all injuries at quarterback for the 49ers, and the Eagles ended up going on to the Super Bowl. Now, the game that I'm going to be most intrigued at, just from a, you know, IBO, not the hatred for the Eagles, is Chicago-Green Bay. It's under the lights, at night, one of the oldest and best rivalries in the NFL. Maybe we get a little snow. I'm not reporting that, but maybe we can. It's Chicago. It's the winter. Maybe we get a little snow mixed in. Sign me up for that. Bears, Packers, Chicago, still Soldier Field. I believe they still call it Soldier Field. I know they're building a new stadium, I believe. But that's what I want, a little snow there, Saturday night, under the lights in Chicago. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to those calls in the next 30 minutes. I'll play that audio from you or for you from Evan talking about the Jets today. I really want to respond to that as well. It's after hours. It's Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. We'll get to those calls in just one second here. And I know there's been a lot made about Aaron Glenn and whether or not he should be fired or whether he should be brought back. I am in the camp of him being brought back because, not that he deserves a second year. I don't think anybody deserves a year two, year three, but I think it's just impossible to evaluate a head coach in the NFL off of one season, especially with the card that Aaron Glenn was dealt. And that card is the fact that I believe this is just pure speculation. I had it at the time that it happened. I had it in the preseason. And I still feel this way. And that is, Woody Johnson didn't want Aaron Rodgers to be the Jets quarterback anymore. Whether it was a personal issue or whatever the case may be, Woody Johnson wanted Aaron Rodgers out of here. So part of the package deal that came with taking the Jets head coaching job was the fact that Aaron Rodgers was not a part of it. And I think Woody Johnson felt, hey, Aaron Glenn, tough guy, defensive-minded coach, rah-rah guy, former Jet, we can rally the fans and make Aaron Rodgers the bad guy, or we can make Aaron Glenn the good guy. So they did the whole dog and pony show where Rodgers flies out here on his own dime. He meets with Moogie and Glenn for about 35 seconds. They tell him, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. It makes Glenn look like the hero. We're cleaning up the Jets. No more leaks. No more social media posts by our players. We got rid of Aaron Rodgers. He's a problem in the locker room. He goes on McAfee. He's riding around Egypt on camels. He's a problem for this team. He sold us a bill of goods. He's a snake oil salesman. We got rid of Aaron Rodgers. And it's our new head coach that made that decision. I call BS. I don't think Aaron Glenn had anything to do with it. I don't think Moogie had anything to do with it. It was a Woody Johnson decision. He just wanted to put it onto the plate of Glenn and Moogie to make them look good. The problem is that it was the wrong decision. And the Jets are rebuilding right now. And that's the spin. Well, they're rebuilding. They wouldn't have been able to rebuild without Aaron Rodgers. Here's the problem. You didn't have to rebuild. You had a future Hall of Fame quarterback who still had a lot left in the tank. You had a future Hall of Fame wide receiver in Davante Adams. You had a good young core of players, most of them which are now all gone. But what you didn't have was the right coaches. Your defense went backwards, continues to go backwards ever since they fired Saleh. We know Robert wasn't a good head coach. Ulbrich was even worse. But had Woody Johnson, and this is a problem, I understand that, and he's not selling the team, and there are ways around it. There are, like James Dolan, we'll get to him in a little bit, the stuff he said with Craig and C-Mac today. There are people that thought Knicks will never win as long as Dolan owns the team. That's obviously, now they haven't won a championship, but they have gotten to the point where they are a really, really, really well-run organization, franchise, and they have won, you know, year in and year out as far as getting to the playoffs and making runs. So it can happen. But you have to hire the right people. Dolan hired Leon Rose. Woody Johnson can't figure it out. Because instead of going, you know what? I have Rodgers, I have Adams, I have Hall, I have Wilson, I have Gardner. I have an offensive line that's getting better, young. Let me go hire a head coach that has some experience. I know it didn't work out with Pete Carroll in Vegas, but I'll throw his name out there. A Pete Carroll with Rodgers, with Adams, with the young core. In my opinion, the Jets would have made the playoffs. And when you're sitting here with the longest drought in across all four major sports when it comes to the playoffs, meaning every single hockey team, meaning every single basketball team, every single football team has made it more recently than the Jets. And you are the worst franchise in sports right now. When you make the commitment to Aaron Rodgers, you have to see it through. And the Jets didn't. They didn't. And I believe it's because Woody Johnson said, you know what? I'm done. Get rid of Rodgers. You want that Jet head coaching job? It comes without Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, it becomes less appealing. The Jets thought they were too good for Aaron Rodgers. Well, you know who didn't think that? The Steelers. One of the best run organizations in the history of the league. One of the most successful organizations in the history of the league. Didn't think they were too good for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, puts up similar numbers that he did in with the Jets. The Jets won, what, 3 games this year? They're the 2 seed, or excuse me, they're picking 2nd in the NFL draft. And Aaron Rodgers is going to the playoffs, a place the Jets haven't been since the 2010 season, 2011, as far as on the calendar. But the Jets are rebuilding and they're in a better spot. And they wouldn't have won with Aaron Rodgers. Really? They wouldn't have? Because he's winning in Pittsburgh. They just beat the Ravens with Adam Thielen as their number one wide receiver. They had nobody at wide receiver. Nobody. And they won that game. They have Mike Tomlin. Yeah, but if you had hired the right head coach with Adams, with Rodgers, with that talent, I think the Jets would have made the playoffs. But instead, it's another rebuild. No, you've only been rebuilding for 50 years. So yes, let's rebuild because that's the spin now. That's the coping. We wouldn't have won with Aaron Rodgers. Amazing. It is amazing to me that there are Jet fans and the Jets themselves that think they are above and better than Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding me? A franchise that has been quarterback starved forever. Forever. Yet, you did the right thing. And then I'm sitting there because I tweeted out something last night, and I'll give it to everybody right now. I will say this. Well, I pretty much just said it on the air now, but I'll do it again. I said, I tweeted this last night. The Jets thought they were too good for Aaron Rodgers. I even did the right two, T with the two O's. Sometimes I screw stuff up like that, but I made sure to write the right two. So they fired him. The Jets won three games. Aaron Rodgers is going to the playoffs, a place the Jets haven't been since 2011. We're up to around 100,000 views, over 3,000 likes. Okay. 200 comments, most of them telling me I've ruined the station. Almost 200 retweets. So it resonated. It cut through. And it's not LOL Jets. It's just exactly how I laid it out. And I wake up this morning after doing the overnight, and I go on social media.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And we're going to get the clip for you in just 1 second here. We're going to play it for you. The clip I want to play is of Evan Roberts. And Evan was discussing whether or not I'm trying to get the thumbs up here from Rosie if we have it. We do. Okay. Evan Roberts, after experiencing, I'm sure, a lot of tweets, maybe you saw mine, maybe you heard me last night, maybe there were other people poking fun at the Jets. I'm sure there were. Evan had this to say on the debut in the middays of Evan and Tiki.
Think about the alternate universe that I think some Jet fans or some in the media wanted to make LOL Jets last night, because that's who we are. Huh. Everything's a joke at the Jets. Oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. Boy, Aaron Glenn's an idiot. Really? Yeah. In the alternate universe where Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, that's what ends up happening, what I just described. You win 5 or 6 games. Sure, it's more entertaining. Sure, me and Spence go to a few more Jet games thinking we got a shot.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we win nothing. We have a worse draft pick, and we don't even add the draft capital that they added before the trade deadline in dealing Sauce and Quinnen.
Oh, really, Evan? Number one, you're wrong, because what the Jets should have done was keep Rodgers, keep Adams, and hire a head coach with experience. And you're in a situation right now, you have a better draft pick. Okay. Do you have a head coach that you trust to develop that young quarterback? Do you have a general manager that you trust to identify the right quarterback and do the right things with those draft picks? You haven't made the playoffs since 2010. And you think by moving on from Aaron Rodgers, that was the right thing to do, and you would have only won five games? The Steelers figured it out. The Steelers dumped Fields, and the Jets couldn't wait to get him. And the best, or one of the best run organizations in all of football, couldn't wait to scoop up Aaron Rodgers. They're in the playoffs. You're not. But the Jets did the right thing. You're coping. You're coping. You're spinning it. And yes, I could be rational Tommy. They call me Tommy the Rationalizer, and I can be positive Tommy. And perhaps you're trying to be positive Evan Roberts. But I'm sorry, bro, and you know I love you. You're dead wrong. If Rodgers was the quarterback of the Jets this year with Adams, with the right head coach, because the Jet job would have been more sexy if Rodgers was the quarterback. But he wasn't, because the owner, in my opinion, speculating, didn't want Rodgers around, and he told people in the interview room, Rodgers is gone. If Rodgers was still there, maybe you get Vrabel. Maybe you get Ben Johnson. Maybe you get Liam Cohen. And you know where you are? Where all three of those guys are in the playoffs. But you're picking second again. Last time you were there, you picked Zach Wilson. The time before that, you picked Blair Thomas. So that's where you are right now. Great spot to be in. Great spot to be in. It's coping. That's what it is. It's trying to spin the worst organization in all of sports making a massive mistake. That's what it is. Adams is going to the playoffs with the Rams. Rodgers is going to the playoffs with the Steelers, and they're laughing at the Jets. That's what they're doing right now. You could have presented an organization with a future Hall of Fame quarterback, a future Hall of Fame wide receiver, and a young core that you could get excited about, both on the offensive line, defensive line, skill position players. I heard for years how much talent the Jets have, and they do. They've just mismanaged the team so much that those players either went backwards, half of them are gone. Who's even going to be around anymore? Garrett Wilson, probably that's it. I don't think they're re-signing Breece Hall, which makes me think why you didn't trade him. You are saying, well, if Glenn was the coach. That's not what I am saying. I'm saying you keep Rodgers, you keep Adams, and you hire a different head coach, because then you maybe could have got Vrabel. Maybe you could have got Ben Johnson. Instead, you have Aaron Glenn. And I don't know if Glenn's going to be good or not. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't know. This is not necessarily an attack on Aaron Glenn. I know a lot of people like to attack him. I don't know if he's going to be great. He might be. We don't know. It's been 1 year. But when you go down... I'll do 5 seconds on this. Would you have been better off with right now as a Net fan? Are you better off trying to run it there with Durant, Harden, and Kyrie? Or what they're throwing out there right now with the Nets? Wake me up when they do anything. But we got all these great young players. We're building it up. We're rebuilding. You want to keep rebuilding, or do you want to go for it when you have championship players on your team? Could you imagine if a year or two the Knicks were like, oh, we're just going to, you know, we're going to rebuild here now. We're not going to go for it. I know Brunson is still in his prime, or he's still got years left. And Kat, nah, we're not going to go for Giannis. No, we're just going to rebuild again. The Jets have been rebuilding for decades. They've been rebuilding for 50 years. Unlike any other team in sports, it mattered, and it matters for the Jets and their fans to taste a playoff game. They have to have that. And you want to now sell a rebuild. And now they're picking second, and they're not going to get Mendoza. Who even knows if there'll be a quarterback there? Dante Moore going to come out? We don't know. Ty Simpson coming out? Doesn't sound like it. Everybody is excited about Trinidad Chambliss out of Ole Miss. Maybe you take him second, perhaps. There might not be a guy there at two. So now you go another year. And maybe you get Arch Manning down the line. Maybe you get Joe Burrow here. A lot of maybes. You had a quarterback. You had a quarterback. And you got rid of him. You dumped him because you thought you were too good for him. And look where you are and look where he is. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Tommy, how you doing?
What's happening?
I've got Aaron Glenn in a nutshell. I mean, on Sunday, the Jets are getting walloped by Buffalo's second stringers 35-0.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, they score a touchdown, and Aaron Glenn goes for two. I mean, does he think we're a bunch of morons watching this game? Is this the beginning of a big Jets comeback? Like, why did he go for two? It's like unintentionally funny.
Yeah, Bruce, you know what? I know people want to put stock in the way the Jets ended the season, especially, and it was historically bad. I don't put any real value in those performances. I think that clearly, defensively, they're a mess, and they have not recovered from Robert Saleh getting fired. This defense has gone 20 steps backwards since then, and Glenn's a defensive guy. So if you want to fire him, that's really the biggest calling card, is that the defense is horrible, and he should be great defensively, and his team should be great defensively. So I don't know what the deal is there. End of the year, you're looking at guys either quitting or they're trying to lose or whatever the case may be. So I'm not going to get nuts about any kind of decision-making. I look more to earlier in the year where Aaron Glenn looked overmatched. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing. But first year on the job, let's see how he handles it in year two. Do I think Aaron Glenn has more of a likelihood of probably being fired at this point next year than having the job? Yeah. That's just also the history of the Jets with their cycles of coaching. Which goes back to my other point. Like, you think you're in a better spot right now, but all you are is in a spot. That's it. And you could say this about the Giants, too. If they gotten all these picks, do you trust Joe Shane? You could throw it right back at me. That's fine. You can throw it in my face. That's cool. I'm not hiding from that. But draft picks are like a girl's phone number. You can get a girl's phone number, but it's up to you now to, you know, get a date and then go from there. A phone number is just a phone number. A draft pick is just a draft pick. You had things that you could, hey, Rodgers, Adams. There was still something left in the tank with Rodgers. There was. And I said it, and people said I was nuts. He'll be playing a playoff game on Monday. What are the Jets going to be doing? 888-808-1019. It's not LOL Jets. It's just they made the wrong decision, and I think it was for the wrong reasons.
The night is darkest before the dawn.
All right, let's go to Sean in Syracuse. What's up, Sean?
Tommy, how are you?
What's happening?
Congratulations, by the way, on the new show.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm a Mets. Well, the reason why I listen to the fan is I'm a Mets fan. I'm looking for anything Mets. But you opened up a can of worms with the Nets analogy. Of course I would love Durant, Harden, and Kyrie instead of what we have right now. I mean, we're in the abyss right now.
Of course. Yes.
However, the reason for my call is I should have been an Evan Roberts. However, about 30 years ago, I had football cards, and instead of the Jets, I chose the Packers. So you can kind of get the reason for my call.
Well, hold on a second. So you're saying as a kid you could have been a Jet fan, but you picked the Packers instead?
Yes, because of football cards instead of my father's Jets fandom, yes.
Wait, what are you saying, like trading cards?
Yes, absolutely. So early 90s, there was a Packers football card I liked. I became a Packers
fan. I gotcha.
Fan.
So all right, well, obviously, you don't need me to tell you this. You made the right call on that one. You made the correct life decision there.
Absolutely. So otherwise, I would have been a Mets, Nets, and Jets fan. But instead, it's Mets, Nets. And then I get a little break with the NFL with the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely.
My question to you is, being a Packers fan, how many wins do you think that the Jets really would have gotten with Rodgers and Adams? I'll respect your opinion, but I want to know the answer to the question.
Yeah, I think they would have been in the playoffs. I do. I really do, because I think you saw last year when Adams was brought over here, you could tell that Rodgers still had something left in the tank. I mean, look at the stats. Rodgers put up the exact same numbers this year that he did last year. He's got one wide receiver with the Steelers who he didn't even have for the last couple games, DK Metcalf. But they have the system in place. They have the coaching in place. If you had brought in Ben Johnson, look at what Ben Johnson did with the Bears in one season. Look what Liam Cohen did with the Jags in one season. Vrabel with the Pats. Those three franchises turned around on a dime. And none of them, we'll see, as far as right now, have future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Adams goes to the Rams. He's in the playoffs. Rodgers with the Steelers, playoffs. But the Jets didn't want those guys. They had it all figured out. And my point, and this is me speculating, but I think that the Jets made it clear to people you know, head coaches that were interviewing or poking around, hey, if you want this job, Aaron Rodgers doesn't come with it. And I'm sure people were like, yeah, no, I'm good. Well, are you nuts? Why would I? I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go coach Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to coach Drake May. I'm going to coach Caleb Williams. And that's why the Jets are where they're at. So, yes, I do think they would have made the playoffs if they kept Rodgers and Davante Adams. But we'll never know. But the proof is in the fact that both of those gentlemen are in the playoffs and the Jets are, in fact, not. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, a loogie in the late night here, after hours. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets, on the Knicks, on the Giants. We'll open it up a little Yankees here. Jack Curry had some stuff to say tonight about the Yankees and their pursuit of some free agents, so I want to touch on that. I got you for another 2 hours here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.